Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Lucy Hickmott.
It's Monday, the 17th of June. Coming up, people experiencing mental illness will no longer be held in cells.
This isn't the fault of the police. It's not always the fault of the NHS. These are just people who, at their lowest point, need some help from somebody, and that help hasn't been there.
Families move back home almost 2 years after devastating fire.
We love Holborough Lakes. It's a stunning place to live. We loved our apartment. We just finished it. It was beautiful. It was well. That's where we planned to be for the foreseeable future.
And wartime bomb found by family magnet fishing.
Oh my God.
Look, can you see the divot?
That is a grenade.
Grenade,
yeah. Kent Online News.
Kent's Police and Crime Commissioner has welcomed plans from the government to ban the use of police cells to detain people experiencing mental illness. Theresa May's made the announcement and Matthew Scott's been giving Nicola his reaction.
It's great news that the Prime Minister is taking forward the recommendations that my working group made as part of an independent review. What this means is, with the extra investment in mental health services, in crisis service in particular, we should be able to ban the need for adults to be held in police cells if they're detained under the Mental Health Act. It's not the right place for these individuals to go. We're seeing a reduction in the number of these instances anyway, but it's great that the government is going to be banning the circumstances outright.
Because you have spoken to us in the past, haven't you, about how much time it was taking police officers to deal with mental health issues, and you flagged up quite a long time ago that really people going through a crisis, as you say, didn't need to be there. They needed to be somewhere completely different.
Absolutely. You know, what we want is for people to get the right care from the right person at the right time, and a police officer or member of staff will always do the best by vulnerable people to look after them. But what we were seeing all too often is the police picking up the pieces of an NHS which wasn't in the position to do so. That was fundamentally wrong. So I'm glad that the investment is going into crisis service, and that means that we'll be able to get help for people when they need it from the right person rather than the police.
You say that it has already reduced over recent times anyway. How much has that helped your officers, do you think?
It has helped, but what we see is that the problem in of itself of the amount of time being spent on mental health hasn't gone away. The detention of people in police cells under the Mental Health Act was just one part of the problem. What we see actually is the amount of time they're waiting outside Section 136 suites or waiting in A&E for clearance or treatment has been quite a problem. And in the last month, I had figures for, on average, the officers, at least two of them, were waiting at A&E for at least 9.5 hours on average. So this is time that officers are being taken away from supporting victims of crime, taken away from dealing with crimes themselves and being out on patrol. So this announcement is a win for policing. It's also a win for vulnerable people.
Obviously, it is going to be a slow process, though, to solve this completely, I would have thought, based on what you've just said.
Yeah, so the recommendation that I made and I was quite clear about is that we should try to phase this out voluntarily over the next few years. The Police Chiefs Council, to their credit, have committed to doing that already. And the number of instances of people being in police cells was on a downward trend anyway, partly because the use of cells for children has already been banned. They put a deadline on it of 2023-24 to allow that voluntary action to take place, but also to enable for mental health services to improve and expand in that time. So if we were to ban this practice outright tomorrow, we would just be exacerbating the problem of police waiting outside Section 136 suites. This is a measured announcement which considers all of the factors and means that we should be able to solve this problem better in the longer term.
And how important do you think it is that you in particular and have been championing this and it kind of hasn't gone unnoticed? Because presumably for those people who are in crisis, having to end up in a police cell could make matters even worse than they already were.
You're absolutely right, and that was one of the reasons why I've been so vocal on this issue, because, you know, this isn't the fault of the police. It's not always the fault of the NHS. These are just people who, at their lowest point, need some help from somebody, and that help hasn't been there. That's why I've spent the last 3.5, maybe 4 years talking about this issue, even before I was elected. But others before me have been talking about this too, alongside charities and others. So I'm glad that the government has listened, that they're going to implement this recommendation as well as the others, and we can get to a much better position for everybody.
And we've got Theresa May talking about mental health today. We've had the royals talk very openly about mental health. They're doing a lot to campaign about it. Do you think as a country we're in a much better place as far as breaking a taboo and kind of talking about things that have previously had a bit of a stigma?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. You know, it's great for people to be able to talk because it gives other people the confidence to speak out if they want to, or maybe not necessarily speak up publicly, but access support privately themselves. That's what breaking the stigma means. That's what breaking down the barriers mean. It's about giving people confidence. And, you know, I don't think anybody wants people to be in this situation. People don't want the police to be in this situation or the NHS. We need the early intervention so that people aren't coming to this point. And that's why all the talk that we've heard nationally from really important people has really added to the campaign. And it's great that we're in this position now.
The Prime Minister also wants every new teacher to get training in how to spot the signs a young person is struggling with their mental health.
Kent Online reports.
Questions are being asked as to whether a driver involved in a crash in Bolivia that killed two Cranbrook teenagers had a driving licence. 19-year-olds Joe Atkins and Freddie McLennan died last Sunday when the 4x4 they were in was involved in an accident. The driver was also killed while a third person remains in hospital. Bosses in Medway say they're looking into claims major regeneration work going on in Strood has been making residents unwell. One couple say they've been experiencing breathing problems, headaches, nosebleeds and a cough since work started on the waterfront project in Canal Road, not far from their home. A spokesman for the council say the claims haven't been substantiated and dust levels are being closely monitored. A 13-year-old girl's been taken to hospital after a fight broke out in Sheerness. One witness said up to 40 youngsters were involved in the brawl in Beachfields near the skateboard park on Saturday afternoon. It's thought to have been filmed on mobile phones. The girl wasn't seriously hurt and police are investigating. Families who had to leave their homes after a massive fire ripped through an apartment block in Kent almost 2 years ago will finally be able to move back in from this week. More than 100 firefighters were needed to tackle the blaze at Holborough Lakes in September 2017, which affected more than 20 flats. Gary Smitherman was one of the people who lived there. He was on holiday when the fire broke out and told us what he was feeling at the time.
Disbelief. It was like I was watching a film or something. It was like, this isn't our property. I was looking somewhere else thinking, oh, this is a joke or something. But it wasn't. It was reality. And your whole world's falling apart from a fire. Just devastation, really. Heartbreaking devastation. You can't really put things... you know, you can explain it to people, but unless you were there... I mean, we're quite lucky, I think, that we wasn't there on the day of the fire. I'm quite pleased that we wasn't there. Although it would have been nice to support the rest of the community, but, you know, for us not to actually physically see it has probably put us in a better mindset now for when we move back in, where some people might not feel they can move back in because of what they witnessed on that day. So I think we're fortunate that we wasn't there initially. It doesn't prepare you for what you come back to, what we came back to. As I say, just heartbreak and devastation. You can't put it into words, really. I'm 50 years old now. I've worked all my life to be in this place. You know, we love Holborough Lakes. It's a stunning place to live. We loved our apartment. We just finished it. It was beautiful. It was well. That's where we planned to be for the foreseeable future. And then to have it all ripped away from you like that under such a tragic event, it's just mindless, you know. We don't even know why the fire started or what caused it. We have no idea.
Fire investigators say the cause of the blaze will never be known.
Kent Online News.
After last week's heavy rain, we're now being told to expect thunderstorms across Kent. A yellow weather warning comes into force at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening and lasts until 9 Wednesday night. Forecasters say there's a small risk of damage to homes and businesses caused by flooding, lightning and strong winds. A 40-year-old man's been arrested on suspicion of assault and driving offences following a police chase in Medway. Officers were called to a disturbance in Tamar Drive in Rochester on Saturday night and tried to stop a car which they had to follow to the cliff area. The police helicopter helped catch the suspect. A £500 reward's being offered to anyone who can help convict those responsible for graffiti in part of Kent. A series of tags have appeared across Canterbury, Whitstable and Herne Bay. The City Council say it's costing thousands of pounds of taxpayers' money to clean up. And a controlled explosion's being carried out after a wartime grenade was found by a family who went magnet fishing near Maidstone.
Oh my God!
Look, you see the divot?
That is a grenade,
yeah.
Police and the Army's bomb squad were called to Teeson Bridge Country Park yesterday afternoon. That's it for now, but for more news throughout the day, you can head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.